Technically Speaking is the new podcast from NatWest, exploring the fast-evolving world of tech with interviews from leading academic and business figures.
Private companies know more about us than our governments do, and you can decide whether that's a good thing or a bad thing.
We have to consider the impact of technology as it's developed today on society and various people in society.
Technically Speaking from NatWest, available now from wherever you get your podcasts.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors. The Bay Area Betches.
Betches!
Megan the Slayer Taylor.
Erin McNicholas. She don't miss no trickolas.
Hot dang! It's Jessica Dang.
Lisa Wallant. Now that's what I call Wallentainment.
Ava Nagila Weber.
Sarah Greenwood. She only uses her power for good.
He makes us squee. It's Richie D.
Jamie. She has no last namey.
Ashley Schiavone. She don't take no baloney.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan letters.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch. Higher than high res, it's Lauren Perez.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
Just saying, okay?
Christy Wowerty Dowerty.
Kelly Barlow, when she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Hannah, God, I love that banana. Anderson.
And our super premium Patreon subscribers.
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Shannon out of a cannon Anthony.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
Give them hell, Miss Noel. Kelly Stump, the Stump Master.
Always ready for Nicole Passaretti.
One day you're Rachel's in, and the next day you're out.
No one can do it like Andrea Jewett.
Yes, we can with Howley, Carolyn, and Anne.
Nancy, Cease, and Desisto. We love you guys. Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, the podcast about all that crap we'd love to talk about on ye oberalls. I'm Ronnie Karam. And as usual, here I am with Ben Mandelker, who you can also find on the cartoon The Real Housewares of Kitchen Island on YouTube. Hi there, Ben.
Hi, what's going on?
Not a whole heck of a lot. It's a very sad day because it's the end of Below Deck Mediterranean.
I know, isn't that so tragic? Luckily, Bravo is like, we're not going to let you go through withdrawal because next week we're starting up regular Below Deck. So the yacht trip will continue, but we'll have a new crew.
Yes. So for now, we are coming to Atlanta next week on October 12th. We're doing two shows there. The first one has a low ticket alert. The second has some tickets left. And we are going to be recapping Real Housewives of New York City classic episode with Ray. Do you remember the season number and episode number being?
I believe it's season 8, episode 7. And I think it's, I believe the episode is called Airing Your Dirty Laundry, and as a special bonus, it features Bethany yelling at Sonia about being a cheetah brand. Cheetah brand! Cheetah brand!
Oh my gosh. Oh my god. It's going to be so good. So go get your tickets for both of those Atlanta shows over at watchwhatcrappens.com. You can also find links for our upcoming shows. I'm going to read off where we're going to be going the next few months. Are you ready? Listen for your city. Chapel Hill, Richmond, Tampa, Fort Lauderdale, Indianapolis, Chicago. Two shows in one night. First is sold out. Second has low ticket alert. New York City, low ticket alert for both of those shows. St. Louis, Philadelphia. We've got one sold out show in Philadelphia. Late night still has tickets, so get your late show tickets, Philadelphia. Denver, Colorado. Seattle, Washington. And then the 2020 Golden Crappy Awards here in Los Angeles on January 17th. Then we're off to Detroit, Columbus, and Houston. We've also got new shirts up right now. New limited shirts. We've got Shannon Boldore, which is Shannon with a bull on her head. I mean, how can you not own that? We'll also make those into leggings later on in the week. And there's two other shirts, Twerp and Dork. And there's a Taco Salad shirt coming for you Dallas lovers out there. So to get those, go to Crappens Merch or find the links to our shop at watchwhatcrappens.com. Join up with Patreon for our bonus episodes because, whoa, Patreon is where we record bonus episodes, okay? This week's is about judging people in the Nashville airport as they passed us by the food court. And later this week, we're going to have another one up that covers scene by or a shot by shot breakdown of Real Housewives of New Jersey's new trailer. So thanks to everybody so much for supporting us. You really do right by us, and we love you.
Ronnie, you have. Can you hear me, Ronnie?
Yes.
I should mention to everyone, I'm still at home in New York in my childhood bedroom. I've got sort of a wonky connection. So there are some times where Skype sort of like withholds the audio and then just like vomits it at me really quickly. So sometimes I'm like, can you hear me? Can you not hear me? So sorry for awkward pauses. I'm sorry. Okay. Sorry. Either way, I was just going to say you have such warmth in your voice.
Oh, why? Thank you, Ben.
That's all.
I credit the vapors.
Mm.
Well, today's episode is Below Deck Med's finale of the season. Ben, do you have a passion for your job?
You know, I have a passion for meeting the people, but I'm not sure if I have a passion for cleaning the toilets in our podcast studio, which we don't have.
Yeah, which we don't have. Those are our personal toilets. I'm sure no one really enjoys cleaning those, you know?
I'm sure someone enjoys cleaning them. I like how it smells afterwards when you clean a toilet.
Well, there you go. So this has been the longest season of Below Deck Med in history. They've had 18 episodes. Yep. They've never had 18 episodes that I know of. And, man, I've enjoyed the whole season, but it is really crazy seeing how much stuff has passed. Like Mila. I mean, who?
Yeah.
Mila.
That was so long ago. Yeah.
Mila, the evil Russian who hacked our elections. I mean, wow. She was on this.
Yeah.
And that's really all
Anastasia
I had to say about
chef
it. It seems like a long time ago. Yeah.
I know. All these things that were so remember I mean June was a while ago now. I mean this show, I feel like I'm pretty sure this show has been on since Christmas, and it's been a long season. A long season, and so much has happened, and yet nothing happens. Because as we go into this episode, the big cliffhanger is Tablegate. The big issue is that the table has not been set. It's 8:30 in the morning, 9 in the morning now. People are waking up at 10:30. Table is not set. Sandy is mad. She's got coffee cups in her hand, and she's like doing what's it called? 3-cup Monty or whatever it's called, you know? But she only has 2 cups, so she's just swirling them around a lot. She's like, guess which one has the coffee in it? And I know they're both overturned. You can look inside, and you know what? If you looked inside to see which cup has the coffee, they both have it. Because you know what? Everyone gets coffee. But I'm still mad somehow. I'm mad.
I think she looks like a wacky waiter from a cartoon in the 20s. He's just like carrying too many things. Like, wow. So she's in the midst of yelling at Hannah. She's like, if I'm chartering this boat, I'd want to see the table set. And Hannah's like, yes, Captain Sandy. Got it. She's like, well, that's the difference between us, Hannah. We're different when it comes to a level of service. And she's like, well, I guess I thought last night it was more important that 2 people were on service than being awake doing nothing for 2 hours. She's like, well, there were 3 deckhands up. They were on anchor watch. And then she's just slinging that coffee around. They wash your fucking dishes, Hannah. Anastasia said she was too busy this morning to set the table. Meanwhile, the deck has everything set up. And then we cut to the deckhands just chilling.
I don't know. I mean, I get some of Sandy's point, but I also think she's just being so over the top for this like one little brunch that's happening at the end of the entire season. I mean, Sandy, just say put the sporks out and just like call it a day. Give everyone a hug.
We differ on this because I think she's just coming for Hannah because it's the end and she thought Hannah was going to be a terrorist this season. And she's still holding on to grudges from last season and ready to rumble with Hannah, and it's not happening. So she's making it happen over something like this. Because what she didn't mention was, yes, Anastasia was up and didn't set the table, but she was making like arts and crafts for the table. So it's maybe she did it out of the order that you wanted, but she was like burning papers to put in their message in a bottle bullshit or whatever to make it a super special table when they woke up. So it's not like people weren't working. It was just out of the order that you wanted, you know?
Yeah. No, I agree. I mean, I think that Sandy's, well, we agree on that point, which is that Sandy's outrage is like a little outsized, you know? And it's just, I don't know. I don't think that there's much more motivation beyond it. I just think that she's just being an overbearing boss. But That being said, so Hannah's not doing herself any favors because Sandy's like, listen, nothing set up in the interior. I've got a whole two coffee cups. I'm not going to put them down because they kind of feel warm in my hands, sort of giving my hands two little naps, a little hand nap from warm coffee cups. But guess what? Where's the fresh orange juice? Where's that? And Hannah just points at the grapefruit juice. And she's like, that's not orange juice. That's grapefruit juice. Well, what about that, honey? Mm-hmm. That's Pennzoil. What are you talking about?
Yeah, well, what about that, honey? That's a bagel. That's not even a juice, Hannah. Come on, you're getting dumber.
What about that? That's Ben. He's literally not consumable.
Well, then I don't know what to say. I'll say this, Sandy. We'll get on everything, Sandy, for 10:30. She goes, no, Hannah. Now. Like the CDs we all jammed to in junior high. Now, Hannah. 2019.
Now that's what I call a tablescape. Great CD, great words to live by.
I'm bringing sexy back.
I'm bringing doilies back.
So the music is playing like it. The music is that horror piano music. It's like ding 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 ding. I want everyone up on deck. And then Hannah just gives sad honey.
Ben is like the first. If there's something that can go against Hannah, he's going to jump on the side of that. So it's like, Sandy has an amazing point. It's really lovely to wake up to a sad breakfast table. It's a nice touch. Speaking of touch, I just touched the burner with my fingers, and they've melted. I have no more fingers. More fingers here.
It's also been a nice touch to have an assistant from Hannah's crew the entire time you've been on the boat that wasn't supposed to be working with you because you can't handle shit on your own. So while you're sitting there bitching about someone not doing enough, maybe you should say thank you, you shithead. Yeah. So yeah. Hannah tells Ben, she's like, well, I guess it's bad apparently that the table isn't done 2 hours before service. And he's like, yeah, it should have been done last night. And she thinks he's on her side, so she laughs and he goes, don't you think? It's like, oh, God.
Yeah. Little bit chipronic, don't you think?
I'm bringing sexy back.
Was that Sandy singing?
She's singing from the Now. She's singing from the Now CDs. So Joao comes to the bridge, is called up to the bridge, and the captain's like, I just wanted to compliment you on your leadership skills, because you, unlike names that rhyme with bananas, which I normally love, understand that when guests wake up, they say, whoa, this is why I charter a yacht and not a cruise ship. Your years of working on boats, Joao, tell me this. Have you ever seen a table set in the morning? My God damn, lady.
Yeah.
Like, she's now like, you're going to talk shit to the other employees?
Yeah, especially bad. To Joao, who is like the most toxic kind of employee, the kind who like kisses ass to the superiors and is cutthroat to everyone else who's like his level or below. So of course, when she says, isn't like the table usually the first thing set, he's like, yes, absolutely, it's usually at 5:30 to 6 in the morning, it's always set up, or as we say in Zimbabwe, it is ready.
Oh, and look at this, it's 9 o'clock and it's still not set. Now listen, Joao, since you're someone who would set the table at 5:30 a.m. had you had the chance, I'd like to introduce you to the biggest dildo manufacturer in Germany, my friend, the dildo manufacturer. They own huge boats, and they're always looking for people. I'm going to find you a dildo boat, Joao. I will find you one.
Dildo boat?
Because her friend was the dildo manufacturer, her rich friend who's been on twice now.
Oh, God, that one. Yes.
Remember? She's like, my friend is loaded. She manufactures dildos. So that's the friend I know of Sandy. So I'm just going to make it the same boat owner.
Because I was like, it all matches. I'm like, I get it. It works.
So this episode 18. I'm cobbling a lot of old shit into this.
So it's 9:08 a.m. and Anastasia's making this table. And by the way, the camera keeps cutting back to the guest rooms and just showing their closed door, almost to emphasize, yep, the guests are not awake yet, as expected.
Yeah. And the captain's like, you know, that I'm getting Joao a boat because I'm all about helping people ascend in this industry because it's their passion. And Joao has passion. Now let us watch the person with passion ascend. Jesus, you're laying it on thick, lady. So Hannastasia is talking to Hannastasia. We're a couple now. Hannah's like, well, this is a structured brunch, honey. She's like, yeah, it took me 20 minutes to get this together, okay? And Hannah's still fuming about the Sandy stuff. And yeah. Let's watch the slide get put together while Aisha comes to say, the setting looks so good.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, because Hannah's basically bitching about everything that she just tells Anastasia, everything that Captain Sandy said to her. And then, of course, now that the table's all set, Sandy walks by and she's like, wow, now this is a great table. This is amazing. But I don't want to have to calm down on Hannah for the result. You know, it's like sometimes you don't want to peel the banana. Sometimes you want the banana to peel itself. Is that so hard? Is that so hard?
Here comes the bongo, guys. Remember that?
No.
Just Sandy looking out with her binoculars, seeing a boat coming. She goes, there comes the bongo, guys. So Joao is with the guys as Sandy passes, and he tells her, he's like, look at what this dickhead did. He took my radio and he wrote his name over my own so that people would forget about me while I was sick. Joao, nobody could forget about you while you were sick, okay? The fucking organisms that were infesting you are still crawling all over this boat. They should have thrown you overboard.
Yeah, and you kept on, like, coming out of your room and trying to offer to work, and I'm just mad. I'm like, I don't have anywhere to go with that. I'm just saying Joao is the worst.
The captain's like, I wanted to say thank you, crew. Thank you for passionately killing it with your passion. You all brought it. You know, you did anchor watch while other people were sleeping and not setting tables. And, you know, just generally, look, even the way you're standing there looking at me. Passion, okay? That's what passion.
And, I mean, even Colin, who has a passion for being a ferry boat driver, he also has a passion for wanting to be good to me. And you know what? Even though he doesn't have a passion for yachting, he has a passion for being nice to his captain. And you know what? Let's hug. Let's do a hug. Can we have a hug, Colin? Let's have a hug.
Passion hugs. So Joao and Travis and Jack are talking. And Jack's like, Joao, I have a question for you. How did you put up with me the whole season? And he's like,
I ask myself that question every single day.
So now the guests are finally waking up and they're going to the table and you know, they're happy with it. And meanwhile, Sandy is starting to reflect on the season, and she's like, you know, because they're bringing the anchors up to go into the final port. And she's like, you know, we all know that anchors are my Achilles heel. God, I hate that anchor. But guess what? Sirocco became my bitch. Making this boat my bitch is my passion, which is why it worked out. Okay, everyone?
So Hannah and Anastasia are standing right across from each other, but Hannah calls her on the radio anyway. She's like, Anastasia, Hannah. And it's like, pick it up. She's like, yes, Hannah. She's like, the guests really enjoyed that table and said it was the most amazing table they'd ever seen. And the timing of the table being set felt fresh and not stale, like it had been set 9 hours early for no reason. And they're trying to get one on Captain Sandy, but she's not listening because she's on the cell phone going, I don't think we're going to make it into port.
Yeah, it's just totally lost on her. And also Anastasia's mother, who we have to imagine was also the intended audience. So basically, there's a fire in the harbor. Oh, my God. One of the boats caught on fire. So guess what? The port's closed. So where are they going to go? Maybe they'll just take these nice, bland people from Hermosa Beach just around the Mediterranean until they all die.
Oh, shizzle. Oh, shizzle. Shizzle, shizzle, bizzity, oh, yeah. Shiz.
Joao's new word for the final episode. Shizzle.
Shizzle. I don't know if he just heard that at the last bar they were at or what, but he just comes out with the shizzles of punching.
Yeah. It's a new thing. Like, let's take care of this shizzle. Oh, no, there's some shizzle happening at Antibes.
So Hannah comes up and it sees the footage of the boat on fire, and she's like, oh, Captain Sandy, I'm sorry, would you like a coffee or an orange juice? I just love a glass of effort, that would be great, thanks. Made passionately, thanks Hannah.
I would offer you some passion fruit juice, but we don't have any on board. See, that's what I'm talking about. We need more passion from you. Passion fruit, not actual passion, but that's okay, you dumb.
So Hannah's like, good morning, boring Dan. And he's like, blah, 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 blah. Let me think of something really basic. Mimosa?
And she's like, I guess somebody's having a little bit of guilt about chatting with me last night. Honey.
Oh, and Anastasia's like, oh, the guests left the table decor? Of course they did. It was perfect.
Mother.
Mother.
I like that, like, all our shows on Bravo right now have at least someone who's very obsessed with getting their mother's approval.
Yeah. At all times, there's one on the air. You know, we can always at least count on Southern Charm once these are off the air, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Between Candace and Anastasia and Deandra, we've got our hands full.
Yes. So then Ben in the kitchen is like, Hana, Hana, do me a favor, Hana. Take those eggs off. Thank you, Hana. I'm like, oh, look at Ben. Once again, asking for the help of someone that he's been fucking over silently, you know, for the past three episodes.
So then, meanwhile, I mean, further evidence that these people are so boring. They're sitting there having brunch, and Hannah starts serving them Eggs Benedict. And this one guy goes, yes! All morning, I was like, please be Eggs Benedict, and it's Eggs Benedict! I'm like, I hate to break it to you, but you're on a brunch on a yacht. Like, what else did you expect to have? You know you also could have just requested one, right?
And boring Dan goes, yeah, they're going to be nice and yolky, too. Like, yeah, that's pretty much how they are.
Also known as his personality. Nice and yolky.
So Hannah's completely over it. Ben's like, do you like the food? She's like, they're super happy. I'm not. And he's like, well, I have a lot of respect for Hannah as a friend. Professionally, though, I don't. Because I am driven by this professionally challenged job. She's not. And for that, I feel sorry for her.
He's been catering for the past like 4 years and came on to do like three dinners.
But it was beautiful how they topped that. They buttoned that scene with him fucking up opening a Keurig.
I didn't notice that. That's hilarious.
He's like, ow!
Did he get burned again? So, Colin, meanwhile, is just like riding a high because he, like, when Captain Sandy complimented the crew, he's like, oh, man, that was amazing. Like, Captain Sandy totally complimented us. That was awesome, guys.
He's like, I feel like she's been on our asses all season, and now she compares us to Interior and we're ballers? I mean, I'm happy she settled those things, but, I mean, it's like she's been shitting on us the whole season. And Joao's like, oh, I'm about to be captain. I will say nothing to this conversation, no matter how based in truth it may be. Chomp, 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 chomp.
You're doing great, Kyle. You deserve every word of praise that you get.
So one of the boring guys is like, are we ending up in Antiba? And she's like, well, not sure if we're going into Aunt Tibby, but I'll let you know, buddy.
Speaking of which, when you get home, Carly, Aunt Tibby's going to be going in for some periodontic surgery, and she may need a ride, so could you just organize with her? Thanks.
So Ben comes up to beg for compliments. He's like,
before you go, I'd like to ask you, what was your favorite bite of the entire journey?
What was this all about? What was that all about?
Figure out your burner, Ben.
This guy is totally fishing for compliments. What chef does that?
He's like, the first night was the best. I mean, you're an artist, okay? You're an artist.
Oh, I try. My catering business isn't as grueling as this, and I thought, do I still have it in me? And I believe I overcame it.
The guy's like, oh!
I was sitting on a burner during that entire monologue. So now the guests finally realize that Anastasia wrote a message in a bottle, so they like pull it out. And, you know, it's like burnt on the edges, which they all really enjoyed. And it says, Sailor's Code, make yourself useful on a boat. If you can't tie the knots, fetch the beers. I was like, oh, that's cute. It's probably totally worth getting everyone in trouble for. I'm glad you wrote that. That was cute. By the way, Anastasia, I mean, would you expect anything less from Anastasia that she would have, of course, perfect, like, font handwriting? I was like, that's her handwriting? That looks exactly like the marker hand. Like, you know, like the felt marker font. I was like, I believe there are fonts based off of Anastasia's handwriting. Because, of course, she probably spent hours every day perfecting it. I've never seen someone's handwriting look that perfect.
I know. They based the calligraphy font on her. So the captain's like, all right, we're going to be standing on 9. And Joelle just goes, shizzles.
Yeah. I wrote down, Joelle saying shizzle a lot now. And yeah. Then he goes, let's get our shizzle together now. Or as we say in Zimbabwe, let's get our shizzle together at this moment.
So Anastasia is videoing them docking, and she's like, oh my god, are you excited? It's the last time you're docking your boat. And Jack goes, get away from me, you feminist. Oh, so they are docking next to a boat called the Lazy Jack. And Joelle's like, look, it's Jack.
You know, if it had said the Lazy Jack off, that would have been Joelle's.
Oh, so Dan, boring Dan's like, this is parking genius. God, I love Yolk.
I love Yolk. Can't wait to tell all my friends in Hermosa about Yolk. You know what I like more than Yolk? Whites. I mean, everyone agrees the whites are the best part of the egg, right, everyone? Right?
Ew. So the captain goes to Aisha. She sees her doing laundry, and she goes, Aisha, it's been an absolute pleasure working with you. And then the music just stops, and we see Hannah watching them bitterly.
Yeah. Like, honey. Give me, like, angry honey.
Some angry honey. Oh. So time to say bye, everybody. Line up. So yeah. The main guy is like, guys, this was an amazing basic trip. And I would like to say, Hannah, thank you for being there every second. Thank you. Now, let me say something to Ben. Ben, you're an artist. Thank you.
You're an artist. And Captain Sandy, great captain. Aisha, love your smile. Anastasia, I had a stress dream that our table wasn't ready. But then by the time I woke up at 10:25... I knew it was ready, so that was all good. And, the rest of you guys are great. See you in Hermosa.
Yeah, so they get their tip, and then Hannah and Anastasia are in their room, in their quarters, and Hannah's like, well, I had so much to prove to Sandy all season, and when she said level of service to me, it was such a backhand. I would have actually preferred a backhand to that. It makes you go, fuck me, I can't do any more than this. I did my best all season. And Anastasia gives terrible advice. She's like, tell her how you feel. No! Yeah.
Best thing to do on the last day of the job.
Don't do it.
Yeah. Meanwhile, Aisha's just cleaning and she's just going, I don't want to do this.
So then Joelle and Jack are having a nice bonding time. Jack is playing with some gold necklace, and Joelle's like, just being honest, I appreciate that you respected that this is my career and my passion. And we're mates now. I just want you to know, I'll fucking call you to hang out. I mean, it might even call you for a job. And Jack's like, that's pushing it, brother.
Yeah, I'd work with him again if I'm the boss. Joelle's like, you know, I think I would even call you up to hang out, and maybe we can go get drunk somewhere and I can start a fight with someone, and then you're the one who gets thrown in jail. Maybe we could do that, huh?
Maybe we can meet up and get our cocks juggled. What do you think about that?
By some cut fitness pussy guzzling monster booby face ass twat.
Tip meeting time. So Hannah looks all pissed off, and Jack's like, you're right, honey. Now start. From charter 1 to charter 7, we didn't have a full crew. Charter 8 was the first time we had a full crew. Then Ben comes, and for you to produce the lunch you did that day was amazing. You brought something that was lacking. It's like a chef.
That lunch, wow. Have you guys ever had a ham and cheese sandwich like that? Wow. It was like the first time all season that someone put the cheese inside the sandwich. Wow, what a revelation.
At my level, I want the A-team. The A-team brings that passion. And also Mr. T. And who's going to argue with him? Am I right?
That's why next season on Below Deck Mid, we're actually just going to have a big orange van. And we're going to, or I guess a big black van. What color was the van on that show? Doesn't matter. Okay. I'll be face. Someone could be Murdoch. Joelle, you can be Murdoch. You like cigars. Hannah, you can just be some weird thing that we put together, okay?
You can be the wall that Mr. T inevitably punches when he gets angry. Okay. Now, the interior, overall, you did an amazing job. The thing I have an exception for, you know, Hannah, you know what I'm going to say. What happened on your last boat stays on your last boat. Your last boat is Las Vegas. Okay? I don't want to bring that here. Okay? And Aisha's like, what do you bloody want from us? We're doing our jobs and doing it well. Like, fuck off, lady. In the nicest way possible.
Of course it is in the nicest way possible. That's probably how she signs off, like, every phone call with, like, her cable provider. You know what? You're overcharging me. I'm going to use someone else. So go fuck off. In the nicest way possible.
So she's like, Hannah, can I see you on the bridge? And Ben goes, Hannah, you're a fantastic girl. I can't drink enough in your name.
Yeah. Hannah, you are a wonderful girl, and I have your back to your face and not your back to behind your back. There we go.
It has never been so easy undermining an idiot. So thank you very much for everything you've done for me.
Hannah, on the way to seeing Captain Sandy, do you mind turning off my burners and plating the food? Thank you.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for...
For my whole life, I didn't know if I even really existed, but I do.
Joker is the film of the year, says Empire. An instant classic, says NME. The Guardian calls it gloriously daring.
People are starting to notice.
Total Film says Joaquin Phoenix is astonishing.
Send in the clown. When you bring me out, can you introduce me as Joker?
Joker, in cinemas Friday. Book tickets now. Certificate 15.
Rick Rappin's commercial. So, Hannah, you're amazing. You're an awesome person. And you're amazing with guests. You know, I don't want to take away from what we have together, but I'm going to share this with you. So, I love being a captain. You know, like Crunch. Have you ever seen Crunch be anything other than a captain? No.
You saw Captain Ron, right? We talked about that. Captain Ron and Kurt Russell. Great movie. Great movie. It's about a guy with a lot of passion. Spoiler alert. Let me finish my speech.
When Ben came on the boat, I was like, whoa, Ben loves being a chef. People are your passion. Remember that one you had sex with last year? Okay, well, I know you killed it with them, but that's behind the scenes. The table decoration, that took a while. And you obviously saw my feelings on that. And this isn't saying you don't care, .. It's just that this is not your passion. Yachting is not your passion.
Okay. You should follow your dreams, you know, which is that you have an amazing passion for being lazy and being told what to do. So go follow that dream, because that's what you need to be doing right now to be happy. You need to be sleeping with your clients and being lazy. You know what I'm saying?
Your passion is finding guys who will buy you cartons of cigarettes and not expect you to pay them back. You know, there's lots of guys out there, Hannah. Go. And Hannah's like, yeah. She goes, follow your dreams, man, because this industry needs a passionate chief stew.
And that's just my opinion, you know, just mine. I don't want you to be sad. I love that little cherry at the end. Just an opinion. That's all. Hey, after, you know, like weeks and weeks of working together and you working really hard, you sort of mess up on this one. You have no passion for this. You have no future in this. No one needs you in yachting, and you shouldn't be in yachting. And you should look into working into Starbucks. Bye. Great charge. Just my opinion. Bye.
Yeah, I just wanted to drop that even though you're a real-life yachtie and do this full-time with your actual real life, just wanted to bring you on national TV and call you out for having no passion for it and make it harder for you to ever work again. Okay, don't be sad. Why are you sad?
He was like, thanks. Let me give you an extra strong honey face. Here, let me do this one. Little eyes go from right to left and to right again. And that's a full on honey in your face. Good boy.
So then Joao's like,
walks off.
Yeah, she walks off and cries.
Like, smokes and cries.
Yeah, so Joao's like, what trip it's been? One more night. And we're outie.
For shizzle.
And Travis is like, why don't we do some less night stuff? And Joelle's like,
because Sandy's not happy. She's not happy about the interior, inferior interior, right?
And Colin's like, wow, I can't believe that we got $14,000 per person. And Joelle goes, well, for me, the tip is just the bonus. Shut up, Joelle. Well,
shut up, Joelle.
That's, you never said just the tip anyway.
Yeah, I'm just here for the passion of working. Shut up. Yeah. So then, the girls are talking to Hannah, and Hannah's like, I'm sorry I've been silent, girls. As you might notice, I've got honey tears coming out of my honey tear eyes, all right?
As you can tell, I've got four of my five fingers up on my lip and a cigarette sticking out, which shows that I'm in peak anxiety honey face cry. So I appreciate some space at this moment. Thank you very much, honey face.
Ring, ring. Hey, Joelle, this is Captain Sandy's friend, the Dildo Queen.
Hello, this is Joelle speaking. Hi. Hi, Skip. How are you? How are you doing? Hello, this is Joelle speaking. Hello.
I've got a CAC, USS CAC, looking for a CAC to juggle out a CAC on the dildo boat. You in, buddy?
And Joelle, this is what he says. I came from Zimbabwe with three things, a backpack, some gold coins, and hope. And also a raging boner that I wanted to stick into a woman.
A backpack, some coins, and hope.
Is he from Middle Earth? What are you talking about? Backpack and gold coins. Like, where is he? Like, is this Zelda? Like, where? Like, please stop, like, romanticizing the fact that you answered an ad on Monster.com.
No kidding, Craigslist.
Backpack, gold coins, and hope. Shut up. Stop it, Joelle, for shizzle.
For shiz. So Dildo is like, so what do you see yourself doing in the next 1 to 3 years? He's like,
I would like to be a captain on a vessel called Backpack Coin Hope.
Well, that's stretching it a little bit, but hey, I'll give you a job.
When I first got into yachting, Mr. Dildo Captain, I said, I want to be a captain, but what can I do? I only had three slices of bread and a small sack and just hope in my eyes and dreams. Well, the bread is gone. I've upgraded the sack, but the dreams remain. And you know what I dream of? Jerking off all over Brooke. There, I said it. I said it. I'm vulnerable.
So everybody's getting ready to go out.
You look like a goddamn snack, brother.
And Aisha is like, well, we're all going to get loose today. It's the last ones we'll go out with a bang. Then we'll get an actual bang.
I mean that in the best way possible.
The captain is putting on this leather glitter jacket, and she's looking at herself in the mirror, and she goes, this looks expensive. I'm happy. They just needed that music from that. What? Say it again.
The CEO of Marshalls just calls her up right away. We want you to be our spokesperson.
I know. They needed to have the music behind her while she's looking at herself in the mirror.
Dun, 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 ba-na-na-na-na, dun, dun, dun,
dun, Casino.
Like, look at me and my glitter leather playing craps.
Well, maybe she can, like, be on next season of Project Runway as a guest judge or as a client.
You know what? That dress doesn't look passionate. So on the van,
something very scary happens. Did you see this? It was really scary.
Nope. What is it? What happened?
Colin got burned by iron steam. He's like, oh, that steam hurt. The steam was hot.
Tell me about it, brother.
You'll get used to it in time. Golly, I'm just proud that you're ironing your own shirts now. Your father says he's proud.
So in the van, Aisha's like, yeah, me and my pussies. And Jack turns to Hannah and he goes, how's that mental breakdown thing doing? Is it still going?
Or is it finished? Hannah's like, what part of honey face doesn't say breakdown is finished?
Oh, so the captain has joined them for this final dinner, and she's like, I want to give a toast. I want to thank y'all for being amazing. Each and every one of you, even the one without passion over there in the squinty eyes, trying to grift cigarettes off strangers, even you. Cheers for being awesome. And you know, Ben's
we went through a lot together. and we came out the other side. Well, we almost all came out the other side. Hannah didn't. She doesn't really have a passion for coming out the other side. But we came out the other side, and you know what? The table wasn't set on the other side. So, Anastasia, could you take care of that? Thank you.
I'd also like to include in this toast orange juice, who couldn't make it today because no one squeezed it. So, okay.
Can we also make a cheers to Captain Sandy, who made it so easy for me to say things that she could repeat that would undermine Hannah's performance on the thing?
So Anastasia's like, okay, well, while we're at it, how about we do a cheers to a fabulous Chief Stew?
Oh. Yeah.
And everyone's and then, like, oh, God, okay, okay.
Okay, we got it.
So Sandy's like, so... I want to hear, what were your greatest moments versus your hardest moments? Some might call it your rose versus something that's on the rose that might be pointy.
You know, I need to know this because it's a learning curve for me as well. So yeah. Joelle's like, well, I am thankful that Travis, you know, stepped in for me. And the lowest moment, am I involved in this? Well, I can't think of it on the spot. So I'm just a positive person with passion. Shut up, Joao. You can't come up with one bad
I would have to thing. Say my lowest moment was when I was vulnerable to Brooke in the off season, and she dumped me. And now I am just a sad, sweet boy who came onto this boat with few shackles and a cloth bag and a broken heart. But hope, Sandy. Hope. That was my low point.
So Travis says, my greatest was making friends with Uncle Jack, and then the worst was having him taken away from me by Aisha. And Hannah's like, well, my heart is both the girls. I just love both of you so much. And the lowest was probably my horrible job at doing tables. And so,
which no one complained about all season long, except for Captain Sandy, I suppose.
Yeah, but, you know, she's trying at least. And Ben was like, my lowest point was seeing the galley. And my highest point was seeing myself leave the galley.
So Aisha's like, my highlight was Jack's romance. My low light, though, was the interior not getting as much praise as they should have.
Awkward. Awkward.
Shizzle.
And so the captain just nods and wink smiles at her. And she's like, she's a good forgetter. And then we get a montage of the captain complimenting her as if she has no idea what Aisha could be talking about.
Yeah. Meanwhile, the captain is a good forgetter of all the time that she also praised the interior. And is acting as if this tablescape thing was like, you know, like the, you know, I'm just going to drink my coffee.
So Aisha's like, well, Hannah's not getting the praise. And she's like, well, you know, listen, I'm not hungry anymore, so I'm going to go. Cheers. Okay, you big baby. How come you can say whatever you want, but the second somebody says something as light as that, you're like, I'm not hungry anymore. I'm going to go home. Get out of here, Glitter Jacket. Back to Pechanga.
Well, it's because Captain Sandy is the captain and Aisha is the second stew. And so even though she wants feedback, she doesn't want fresh feedback. So,
well, you're at final dinner. Everything's over. So don't ask if you don't want an answer.
So, well, the best part was that, like, after Sandy left, so all the stews are, like, giving Aisha high fives for being so honest. And Joao's all, like, angry, you know, and he's all muttering into his espresso martini. He's like, oh, so cool that you're going against the captain, you fucking hero. Shut up, Joao.
Oh, great comment, Joao.
And he goes, what a hero. What a legend you are. What a legend.
Let me tell you something, Aisha. Last time I checked, you didn't show up to this dinner with a coffee cup filled with 3 hay pennies and hope and dreams. That's not what you had.
Know what I'm saying, Ron.
It's okay. I'm following you. I'm laughing. So Hannah just takes Aisha and they walk off. And Joelle's like, well, sometimes you just need a little space. Ugh. Well, at least you didn't call her a whore this time, Joelle. I guess that's the Joelle 2.0 coming out.
That's true.
So Aisha's like, what the fuck is wrong with that guy, you know? And then at the table, we just hear Ben go,
ha!
Oh, he sounds like a cartoon writing another cartoon, you know? Like someone put like the cartoon, like the cartoon buzzard is riding a cartoon buffalo.
And, yeah. Oh. So then back on the boat, the captain goes over to Hannah's room and she's like, Hannah, can we talk? Listen, I'm thrilled how our relationship has evolved. You know that, right? She's like, well, I understand.
Actually, no, because you said I have passion and I don't belong in this industry. So, no, I don't understand that.
Yeah, which is what she should have said. But she's like, well, I understand where you're coming from with the passion thing. I am passionate about the guests. That's true. But, you know, I'm not passionate about cleaning the toilets. And she's, oh, don't make it about that, Hannah. You know better. Interacting with the guests isn't just serving drinks. It's setting tables. And I had to ask constantly. It's like, oh, God.
You had, well, setting the table was always set. It just wasn't always fancy.
Yeah. So she's like, well, I felt this season I tried my best, and it's not enough. And she's like, not the case, Hannah. You did an amazing job, and I don't want you to think I'm disappointed. I'm just disappointed is all. So I hope that that's... She's like, well, then what are you trying to say? You can't say one thing and take it back. Stick to your fucking gun. They both should be just sticking to their guns right now, I think.
I'll tell you what I'm trying to say. Big hug. Okay, so Hannah, I'm not just asking for a hug. I'm saying big hug. B-I-G-H-U-G. What does that spell? Big hug. Don't try to get away from me because guess what? My arms are already around you. Bring it in. Hug.
And hugs.
Okay.
Hugs.
All right. Face against my bosom. The big hug. Okay. Do you feel the passion? That's what passion feels like. It's nice, right? It's real nice.
So then it's time to go to sleep. And Jack and Travis are doing a romantic night together on the nest. Whatever that thing is called, outside,
yeah,
the
crow's
under
nest.
The stars together.
Or not crow's nest. They're just out on the sun deck.
Yeah, crow's nest.
They're just outside, whatever it is.
The nest. So Aisha's like...
Isn't the crow's nest up high? Isn't the crow's nest like at the top of a mast?
I don't know. I thought they were in the nest. It's that round circular thing that they sleep under
the
stars
they
in.
They call it the nest. Like they're like, come into the nest. But I thought, I mean... It could be the crow's nest because it's a high point, but I thought a crow's nest was like a little basket type thing at the top of a mast that you climb up to, and from there you look and you go, land ho!
I don't know. They're in a circular thing going to bed together under the stars.
Not a nest.
Not a roast! Whatever the fuck you want to call it.
It probably
okay?
is.
A it's a round
nest.
Thing. They're sleeping together on the round thing, Ben!
This is going to be our Jesus. Biggest fight of the season. The crow's nest.
Okay, so Aisha comes up with them. She's like, why don't you want to just sleep in the bed? Jack's like, because we want to sleep here. Would you like to join us? She's like, no. And Travis is like, well, since the beginning, we wanted to do this. And that's cool. He didn't ditch me for Aisha. And it's like a nice little bromance ending.
Also nice that he's sober. So, you know, as opposed to being wasted, I'm sure he wants to get trashed, but since Sandy came to dinner, he's like, oh, I have to be better. I can't get drunk right now in front of Sandy. So, he's probably pretty pissed about that, too.
Yeah, well, congratulations, because that's not easy when you like being wasted all the time to not be wasted. So, well done, sir. You see, and you were paid back with some bromance.
Well done, Travis.
So, Colin is donging people awake. Dong, dong!
No, it's so, the next morning and he's going home. At least he's first to leave. So he's like, well, I'd have to say that I'm more happy than sad. I mean, you know, we had a lot of great memories, but I can't wait to go home to my parents and sleep in my bed.
It's like your mother's been right outside the porthole the whole time, you know.
I'm right here. You don't got long to go, honey.
I made you lasagna. Actually, I made it about a month ago, and I froze it, and I'll thaw it out, and it's going to taste great, Carly. It'll taste great.
So Anastasia is time to go. It's time for her to go, and Ben thanks her for her help, which is nice and overdue. So Anastasia's like, well, you know what? Maybe I didn't last the whole time, but I learned I could accomplish more than I thought. And Ben gives her a chef knife, which is really nice. That's the thing about Ben. He has such good moments.
Yeah. I know, but by the way, Anastasia, enjoy not taking carry-on with that cleaver that you now have.
Yeah, and now Anastasia is in jail somewhere.
Yeah, because now Anastasia's hugging everyone with like a cleaver in her hands. I'm like, girl, can you put that in your bag, please, before we hug?
Yeah. So then Jack and Aisha, Joao gets a message saying he got the job, which, you know, good things happen. Good things happen to terrible people, everybody. So keep your heads up out there.
Yeah.
And Travis is like, I'm tired. I can't wait to go home. I haven't taken a break in 2 years.
Get it. We get it. Okay. You made choices.
Yeah. So then is Aisha and Hannah's huggy time. And Hannah's like, thank you for being so amazing. All right. Bye, Jack.
So then Aisha and Sandy, you know, Sandy's saying goodbye to Aisha and Jack, and she's like, wow, you actually met on this boat and you're leaving together. Wow. Wow. That shows passion for exits and entrances. I love that.
And Jack, you're special. No, I don't mean it like that. You know, I don't mean it in the bad way. I mean, you know, you're special. You know, that still sounds bad, right? When did saying special become bad? That's what I want to know. Anybody want to hug it out?
Here's what I want you to do, Jack. When you go into a supermarket and you're walking down the cereal aisle and you see a box for Special K, just take it up a letter and say Special J, because that's you. In fact, take the Apple Jacks and the Special K, put them together. You got Apple K. I mean, Special Jacks. That's what you got.
I don't mean it that way. And Aisha, you know, last night your low point was that you didn't get enough praise, and I heard you. You know, here's some for you. You have a certain energy that makes people comfortable, except your boss, at dinner, where she should feel most comfortable. So thanks for that.
Oh, I did really well at my job. My lifelong friends. And now I'm leaving with a dude that's got a really big dick.
Oh, God. So Hannah and Ben hug each other, and Hannah's like, yeah, you know, we love each other even though we argue, but Jesus, I'm glad I didn't have to spend the whole season with that jackass.
Yeah. And Ben is, like, choking up with Hannah, which is odd because Ben's been there for basically, like, 6 days. And then he goes up to Sandy, and he goes, and as for you, my darling. I'm like, are you allowed to say that to the captain, my darling?
I'm walking off of here a stronger person. I enjoyed the challenge, and I've enjoyed walking away from the boat.
And then he jumps off, and he goes, oh, bye, man.
Yeah, and he's also like, I feel like I've overcome every obstacle in my control, and I'm walking off the boat a stronger person. I'm like, again, you've been there for like 5 days. You served three lunches and four dinners.
So Joao and Hannah hug, and he's like, I'm so happy about our relationship. And then Joao and Captain have their time. She's like, for me, as a captain, to see someone like you, who would theoretically set a table at 5:30 a.m. I mean, I just can't take it.
Oh, God. He's like, they start to cry in each other's arms. And he's like, I came into yachting thinking that I want to be a captain, but I wouldn't be here if it weren't for Captain Sandy. I can finally say it and mean it. I am the captain now.
So then the final scene is Captain and Hannah saying bye and hugging. And Hannah's like, you know what? It was great to work with her this season. I'm not going to let just one charter ruin what we built here. Captain, I promise to do some table research. And she's like, you are a phenomenal human being. Now just learn what grapefruit is and what orange juice is, all right?
It just feels so good to talk to you without having to hold coffee cups at the same time. I really have to say.
Finito.
Finito. Time for a nice branzino dinner.
And that brings us to the end of Below Deck Mid, everybody.
What a fun season. So fun, but I am really excited to now pivot over to Below Deck with Captain Lee and Kate, and let's see what these next group of crazies are like, you know?
Yeah, bring it on, knuckleheads! Yeah. Everybody, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you so much for listening. We will be in Atlanta next week, just next week. Early show is going to be Dallas. Late show is going to be a classic Real Housewives of New York, Season 8, Episode 7, and Airing Your Dirty Laundry is the episode with Ray. There are not a lot of tickets left for the early show, but we have still tickets for the late show. Come to one, come to both. We would love to see you there. We had a great time last time. and get your t-shirts, all that fun stuff. We are back tomorrow with Real Housewives of Orange County. We are psyched. Have a great one, everyone.
Bye, guys.
Bye.